Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What is this thing about the, you're saying that the president's Associated Press Twitter feed was hacked?
Yeah, it was hacked. It was hacked by people, that a group that's staking claim they're loyal to the president of Syria. And they hacked the account. This happened yesterday.
How did they know that? How did they know it was actually Syrian people that hacked his account?
Well, that they're not reporting account, that they know that, but they're taking credit for it. They're taking credit
okay.
for it.
Okay. Mm.
But what was hacked and what was said on AP, the Associated Press's Twitter account, this is what it read: "Breaking: two explosions in the White House, and Barack Obama is injured." When that went out, the stock market within seconds lost over 130 points.
That's it? Just 130 points?
That results in over $130 billion in loss just within seconds.
Wow.
And so once they found out that it was, you know, a hoax, it was wrong, even the press secretary.
That's a crime, isn't it?
Yeah, well, FBI's involved. And yeah, FBI's involved right now. This is hard, you know. The president's spokesman, Jay Carney, immediately said, "Hey, that's a hoax. I'm just left with the president. Everything's fine."
Mm-hmm.
And but also $130 billion, and the stock market recouped. But an analysis says these computers are set just to go off. As soon as he saw it, as soon as he saw the stock market plunge, he said in his mind, he thought, "Oh my goodness, there must have been another bombing. Nothing drives the stock market like this." And then he saw the Twitter feed and he said, "Could this be real? This is a person who's watching."
A few little words typed out on somebody's Twitter account is like, really? They really, people believe this stuff.
Mm-hmm. They believe this stuff. Believe this stuff.
Wow. Well, the thing that concerns me too, and these are alleged statements that we're reading off
Correct.
Of the
USA Today.
USA Today reporting that. And so, but the thing about it, when, you know, the biblical perspective or the prophetic perspective of it is God's, you know, spoken to, you know, several people. I think about John Paul Jackson, about how, you know, threats would be made on our president's life by Islam, by Muslims, and they would try to make it look like it was, you know, somebody in America that had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And when God has spoke to you,
Yeah. You know, God spoke to me. God spoke to me in a dream. Right before the election, the president was at that time running for office, and no one was, either candidate wasn't established yet. So they're still in the primaries. And this was all during the time that the Reverend Jeremiah Wright thing all came out. And when that came out, inwardly, and I'm just thinking, oh, this, you know, there's no way that he can overcome this. This is really bad. And I've been following the election closely, like many people were at the time. And I remember, you know, just going to bed like normal. And God gave me a dream, gave me an amazing dream. And in that dream, I had saw that the president had actually won. He actually won the election. And he's standing in the middle of a living room. And as he's standing in front of the living room, there's two white-haired men in the back that were behind him. And the way he's standing was like on the cover of the Times. It was a Time cover where he had his arms folded. And it's the same thing that I saw him. And then I saw two white-haired men, you know, just patting him on the back and kind of congratulating him in a way. And then in the very next scene, I see the president, who's just laying down dead right in like the living room with a murder scene like you see on like a television program where they etch the body out in tape or chalk. And instantly I just woke up. I just couldn't believe it. And I remember grabbing my wife's leg and just think, oh my goodness, you know, it's a setup.
He's been set up. He's been set up. And that's exactly what John Paul Jackson was saying, you know, with Strange Ministries. This is way before as well,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to be set up
yeah.
by Muslims. There's to be radical Muslims. Mm-hmm. It would be all Muslims. And radical Islam, I would assume. And but not sure. And they would try to make it look like something somebody in America had done that. But look, right. America is like, you know, we believe in diversity of speech, and that's who we are. You know what I'm saying? That would be something that would happen in an Islamic culture, but it wouldn't happen in American culture.
That's right.
So the suddenly.
So we pray for our president. We have been praying for many years now, him and his family, and we just continue to pray for him.
And God, you know, we're told to pray for those in authority over us. Understand, especially in America, that our president is one of us. That we actually vote him into office, or her, you know, whoever's the president, and they are a reflection of us. This is one thing our current president said. He said, "I'm a Christian just like you are."
Hmm.
Talking to America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
When you look at today's church, you know,
you
know, not biblically correct, you know, mixing gods together with Jesus and doing these different things, because when we vote in people into office, and we don't vote if we don't want that. And so understand, we're supposed to pray for, we want a safe presidency. We want his family to be safe. We want the Secret Service that are around him to be safe and wise, and things to be revealed to them, because those are the ones that are, you know, keeping an eye out, and the FBI to be wise, and we want to pray over them that God would give them wisdom. And there's people outside of America, and some people that have infiltrated our country, that they don't want us around. This is what the president swore an oath to do: to protect the Constitution of the United States from enemies, foreign and domestic, which means enemies that are outside against our Constitution, enemies that are inside the country against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And this is done so by the government that we elect to go there. And so we need to pray for them. I mean, every day there's agents putting their life on the line.
That's right.
There's soldiers putting their life on the line. There's FBI, there's marshals, there's local law enforcement. And listen, God's in control. And praying for them and sharing truth with them is what God's called us to do. And we do not want anything to come into, we want any enemy of the Constitution to be successful in their attempts to be able to harm our country or harm anyone in our country. And when you saw what happened in Boston with the law enforcement and all the convergence of all the different agencies, it just brought, you know, I was encouraged to see again the zero tolerance nature. It was like, we're going to fine you.
That's
and,
right.
And we don't care. Why not? Just stop everything. We're going to fine you, and justice is going to be served. And that's exactly what the chief of police said. You know, justice served. The person is captured now. And just a very powerful, powerful thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.